Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is walked intentionally. Averill moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Averill reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Peters applying the tag. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Werber moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hale applying the tag. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Hill reaches second base with a double. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hill moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Croner moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Chubby Dean pinch hits for George Caster. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Croner fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Werber reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber moves to third. Two outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Joe Becker pinch hits for Mel Harder. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.